All right, everybody, let's dive into something that's close to home for us here in Southeast Texas, Mardi Gras. We all know the fun stuff, the parades, the costumes, the music, and of course those iconic throws. But we also know the not-so-fun part that comes after. Mountains of plastic beads covering the streets, clogging our bayous and sticking around for centuries. It's a real environmental challenge, not exactly the legacy we want to leave behind, right?
Yeah, it's a real issue. Those seemingly harmless throws have a surprisingly big impact. Traditional Mardi Gras beads are made from plastic, and that plastic can take hundreds of years to break down in a landfill. And get this, they often contain toxins like lead and arsenic.
Oh, wow. That's definitely not something you want flying through the air. But the good news is, there's a professor at LSU, Nohiro Kato, and he saw this problem and came up with a pretty ingenious solution, biodegradable Mardi Gras beads that sprout flowers.
It's pretty amazing. Professor Kato's beads are made from a surprising source, algae. Grown right there on LSU's campus, they harvest and dry the algae, turning it into a powder that gets combined with compostable plastic and molded into beads.
Algae farms in Louisiana, I never would have thought of that. So they're turning algae into beads. But how do they break down, and what about those flowers?
Well, they string the beads on hemp string and stamp them with Made with Algae LSU. The coolest part, they contain sunflower seeds. When they end up in the soil, they decompose and the seeds sprout, leaving behind blooming sunflowers instead of plastic waste.
Wow, that's incredible. A true Mardi Gras miracle. But it's not just about pretty flowers, right? What are the real environmental benefits here?
Well, for starters, these beads significantly reduce plastic waste, keeping tons of it out of landfills and our waterways, especially right here in our own backyard. And by using locally sourced algae, the beads have a smaller carbon footprint than traditional beads, which are usually shipped from overseas.
That makes a lot of sense. Less transportation equals less pollution. I love that this is happening right here in Louisiana. From the algae farms to the production process, it's thinking and acting locally in a big way.
Absolutely. Even the crew of Frauet in New Orleans has embraced these beads. They call them a luxury throw because they're seen as higher quality and more sustainable. That net zero impact they talk about means the beads essentially have no negative environmental effect.
So we've got these amazing eco-friendly beads that can help clean up Mardi Gras and even sprout flowers. But let's be real, there's got to be a downside, right? I'm guessing it all comes down to cost.
You hit the nail on the head. Biodegradable beads are currently more expensive to produce. We're talking about $5 a necklace, compared to just pennies for the plastic ones.
That's a pretty big difference, especially for crews throwing out hundreds of thousands of beads. But is there any hope that these beads could become more affordable? Maybe down the line?
Professor Kato believes that as production scales up, the cost will come down.
That's encouraging. So how can people like our listeners in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena get involved? Even if they aren't riding on floats, what can we do to support this initiative?
Right now, well, LSU is releasing the 3D print files for the beads to the public for free. This means individuals and communities can create their own biodegradable beads using 3D printers.
That's amazing. It puts the power of sustainability right into our hands. It aligns perfectly with what we do here at Think and Act locally. Empowering residents to make a difference in their own communities. Imagine schools, makerspaces, even families getting together to 3D print these beads. It could be a fun and educational activity.
It really is a game changer because it allows us to move away from mass-produced plastics and take control of creating more sustainable solutions, starting right here in our own neighborhoods.
I could already picture a future Mardi Gras where those colorful throws are a symbol of renewal, not pollution, instead of mountains of plastic, fields of sunflowers blooming where the beads landed. It's a powerful image, don't you think?
It is. Professor Kato's work isn't just about beads. It's about rethinking our relationship with plastic and inspiring a cultural shift towards more sustainable celebrations.
You know, you brought up an interesting point about a cultural shift that makes me wonder, even if the cost comes down, will people actually embrace these beads? What are your thoughts on that?
Welcome back to our deep dive on sustainable Mardi Gras. You know, people often focus on the beads themselves, but changing long-held traditions, that can be tough.
It really can. It's about more than just swapping out materials. It's about changing mindsets. Mardi Gras is so deeply rooted in our culture here in Southeast Texas. So getting folks on board with new ideas takes time.
It does. There might be some resistance from folks who see those plastic beads as just part of the tradition.
But I think if we highlight the benefits, you know, cleaner streets, healthier bios, a Mardi Gras we can all feel good about, I think people will come around. I think you're right. Plus, who doesn't love that image of fields of sunflowers blooming right where those beads landed? It's such a beautiful reminder that we can celebrate responsibly and leave a positive impact on our environment. And speaking of positive impacts, I hear Professor Cato's work goes beyond beads. He's found other uses for algae, hasn't he?
He has. Professor Cato discovered that the algae can also be used to extract phycoxanthin.
Phycoxanthin.
It's a powerful antioxidant with potential anti-cancer properties.
Wow. So not only are these algae helping to clean up our environment, but they can have major implications for human health, too. That's incredible. But if it's a byproduct, does that mean the bees themselves won't have those anti-cancer properties?
That's a great question. The phycoxanthin is extracted separately, so the beads themselves wouldn't have those specific properties. But think of it this way. By creating this biodegradable plastic, Professor Cato is essentially creating a market for algae, which in turn drives the production of phycoxanthin and makes it more accessible.
Right. So it's kind of like a ripple effect. One innovation leads to another.
Exactly.
And you said the applications don't stop there.
They don't. Professor Cato is also exploring how to use this biodegradable plastic for things like marine floats, buoys, even fishing equipment, all things that contribute to plastic pollution in our oceans.
It's amazing how he's tackling so many different aspects of a plastic problem.
He really is.
It's like he's offering us a blueprint for a more sustainable future.
And he's doing it all right here in our region, showing what's possible when we combine innovation with a commitment to local solutions.
And it's all starting with something as simple and fun as Mardi Gras beads. It's a great example of how we can take something we love and make it even better. You know, here at Think and Act Locally, we're all about empowering residents to make a difference right here in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena. Professor Cato's work is such an inspiration. It shows that real change is possible, even with something as deeply ingrained in our culture as Mardi Gras.
Absolutely. It's about finding those small changes we can make in our own lives that can have a ripple effect and contribute to a bigger solution. It can be as simple as choosing to throw biodegradable bees or supporting local businesses that are committed to sustainability.
Exactly. And for those of us who are excited about Professor Cato's work and want to get involved, what are some ways we can support him and his team at LSU?
Well, spreading the word about these biodegradable beads is a great start. Talking to our friends and family, sharing information on social media, even bringing it up at local community meetings. These are all small actions that can help raise awareness.
You know, it's like those beads themselves. A lot of small actions can add up to a big impact. And speaking of impact, what kind of long-term vision do you see for this innovation? Can you imagine a future where biodegradable throws become the Mardi Gras norm?
Absolutely. I think it's entirely possible if the cost comes down and people see the real benefits, both for the environment and for their own communities. I believe we'll see a shift.
That's an exciting thought. It makes me wonder, what else can we do to make our celebrations more sustainable? What other areas of our lives could benefit from a similar approach? Welcome back, everyone. We've been talking about these incredible biodegradable Mardi Gras beads and how they could change the way we celebrate. But you know what's got me thinking? This isn't just about Mardi Gras, is it?
No, it's much bigger than that. Professor Cato's work really shines a light on the problem of single-use plastics and how they impact the environment, especially in coastal communities like ours here in Southeast Texas.
Yeah, we see it every day, plastic bottles, bags, packaging, ending up in our landfills, our bayous, and eventually the Gulf. It's a huge problem. But Professor Cato's work also offers a glimmer of hope. If we can find solutions for something as deeply rooted in tradition as Mardi Gras, then we can apply that same ingenuity to other areas of our lives.
Absolutely. What's fascinating here is that Mardi Gras provides this very tangible example of the problem. We see those mountains of plastic beads, and it forces us to confront the consequences of our choices, but it also shows us the power of innovation and how we can create a more sustainable future.
You know, you're right. It's like Mardi Gras is a microcosm of the larger issue. And if we can change the way we celebrate Mardi Gras, what else can we change? I mean, think about all the other celebrations and events where we use single-use plastics, birthday parties, picnics, even just grabbing takeout.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Imagine if we started using biodegradable plates and cutlery at those events, or opted for reusable containers for takeout. What if we made it a habit to bring our own reusable bags to the grocery store or farmer's market? These small changes multiplied across millions of people could have a huge impact.
And it's not just about individual actions. We can also support businesses that are committed to sustainability, those using compostable packaging, offering discounts for bringing your own containers, or making an effort to source their products locally.
Right. Voting our wallets is a powerful way to drive change. And don't underestimate the power of raising awareness. Talk to your friends and family about these issues. Share information on social media. Get involved in local initiatives. Even just starting a conversation can plant a seed.
Exactly. And remember, you don't have to do everything perfectly all at once. It's about taking small steps, making gradual changes, and building momentum. Every little bit counts.
And if you're feeling overwhelmed, remember that there are resources available to help. Here in Southeast Texas, we have organizations like Keep Our Coast Clean and the Galveston May Foundation that are doing great work to protect our environment. And of course, there's Think and Act locally, providing information and resources to empower residents to make a difference right here in their own communities.
Speaking of which, if you enjoyed this deep dive and want to support us in creating more content like this, we encourage you to visit our website, thinkandactlocally.com/donate, and consider making a donation. Every little bit helps us continue our mission of empowering residents in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena.
It's all about taking action. You know, Professor Cato's work has shown us that change is possible, even with something as ingrained in our culture as Mardi Gras. It's a reminder that we all have the power to make a difference.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, we want to leave you with this thought. What small change can you make today to create a ripple effect for a better tomorrow? Maybe it's trying out those biodegradable beads, switching to reusable bags, or simply starting a conversation about sustainability with your friends and family. Whatever it is, take that step and be the change you want to see in the world. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time for another deep dive.